Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone. Easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends. And then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
We are scrubbing in, and it is a Friday. It is not a Monday. We're recording this because Becca is going on a nice, much needed vacation with her SO.
Yeah, I don't know. Much needed feels a little bit dramatic as no, I have been traveling like all over the place.
But you guys haven't had like alone time. She's been on tour.
Yeah. We're going on a vacation, just us, and it's a vacation, not anything else. So.
Just the two. Quality time. It's a QT. One of the acts of one of the love languages.
Yes. Which I actually think I have all the love languages and need them all. But
well, everybody needs all five. Uh-huh. But it's just an order of like which one you
importance,
prioritize.
Yeah, importance. Quality time's actually I think my top one.
Oh wow! See, yeah, so this is much needed and important.
Very needed and important. Yeah. So yeah, it is a Friday.
We're off to a great start.
Why?
Becca was late today.
Yeah, I was a few minutes late. I underestimated traffic because I live right down the street from Tanya. Like my home is like literally a straight shot down the street. But we stayed at Haley's last night, which is actually quite far for a morning
jaunt
commute.
Yeah. You know, I go through that curmudgeon or not. What is it? Kerpucker or Predicament.
What?
I go through that predicament.
How do we go through those words to get to predicament?
I go through that predicament often because I live so close to the radio studio. I can just like pop on the freeway, pop off. It's a little jaunt in the morning. Robbie does not live as close.
Yeah, he does not.
He does not. So, you know, we're starting to create a system.
A system of sorts.
It's not working great, but, you know, we're working at it.
I was thinking that we should start doing podcasts in studio again.
I'm down, but I want a comfy chair.
But you don't request a comfy chair on the morning show.
But it's a morning show. It's like there's quick. It's hustle and bustle. The interviews are 5 minutes. Ours are like longer. We need them to sit and relax.
I know we want to eventually have a podcast studio, but I'm saying in the interim.
No, I'm happy to purchase my own chair for our guest and set up like a nice, comfortable situation for them.
From what I recall about that studio space, there isn't a whole lot of room for a nice, big, comfy chair.
You just leave that to me.
Okay.
And Easton. Certainly, and Easton.
Certainly will. And I have a good feeling.
Because they could go back like where John Parra works, because John Parra won't be there. Obviously, he works for the morning show. And we can set up like a cozy chair back there and then a microphone that like bends all the way down so that they can
also though the tabletops are high, so it would have to be a high cozy chair. So great.
Well, they don't need to see
good
us.
Luck
can't wait eye contact
can't wait to see what that looks like. And I'm sure everyone, John, what's his name,
John Parra,
he will be so excited to have to move that chair every day.
He will love it.
Yeah.
He loves
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, he loves change.
Yeah.
I think that this is all a pipe dream, but I love the idea of the four of us being in the same room again doing the show. That would be very exciting.
Why is that? Is that really a pipe dream to be back in studio?
No, that's not. The comfy chair where John Parra stands is a bit of a pipe dream. The rest of it, anytime you guys want to come in, I'm thrilled about it.
Okay, one thing we know about Tanya, she is a dreamer. She's a dreamer.
That's
and
true.
And so we let her dream and then we
I think we're really trying to get like guests that we love and Elise Myers. I mean, she was a big hit. People mm-hmm. were so excited. And I feel like it would be so nice to invite them into just a cozy space with like a little snuggly chair.
Well, the truth is though, like Elise Myers lives in, I think, Omaha.
Oh.
So Elise Myers coming in for with the comfy chair. Not your best example.
Okay. But Ashley Tisdale is going to be our next guest.
Okay. So there we go.
Yeah.
But
could we get microphones in this is again a little inside for everybody, but the chairs in the back there, in those back that back corner, there are comfy chairs there already. Maybe we could just put mics there.
Yes.
I mean, we can. I've done a podcast on a steam locomotive before.
Yeah,
Easton
can do it anywhere. If anyone can do it, it's Easton. That's a great idea because they're comfy chairs. It's in like a little corner. We can set up like great idea, Mark.
Thank you.
Great.
We're kind of just tossing
some things around because, you know, we're going for a little bit of a rebrand. Beck and I have been feeling a little stagnant just in many areas of our lives. And we want to get the ball rolling again. You know, we want to get the motivation or not the what's the inspiration. We want to get the juices flowing. We want to get like, I don't know, like a scrubbing in 2.0, some may say.
I just feel like this is Groundhog's Day, the way we talk about these things. Like, it's just we talk about it and then nothing happens and we talk about it again. But the truth is,
We
have been inspired by the Morning Toast mm-hmm. collab with Dear Media because they basically did this whole rebrand and did this like really cute and creative photo shoot. And Tanya and I were like, we should do some new photos and like just kind of like revamp the podcast look. Not so much like the podcast. Obviously, we always want the podcast to be elevated and like
growing, expanding, if you will.
You know, aesthetically.
No, the best part is like Becca sending me like inspiration photos for this photo shoot. And it's just like photos that like with newspapers in front of our faces. And like the vibe is really cute. But I feel like in terms of like logo for the podcast, I don't know if it's like going to translate.
You just leave that up to me.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. Fair.
I sent it to Allie and she was like, that is like so cute. I love that. And I trust her opinion more than yours on this kind of thing.
So. Fair enough.
I was making like Pinterest boards and I just, you know, I know Tanya is going to have some inspo that I just have to grit my teeth and bite my tongue and say, if this is a two-person podcast this is your...
I'm going to leave the look up to you. I trust your judgment. I trust your vibe, your aesthetic. I think you're way cooler than I. So I'm leaving that in your hands. I will not protest. I will not like nothing. I will sit back and watch you lead the path.
But those are just inspo. We'll make it our own. So it's just like ideas, creative ideas, things to try.
Because maybe the newspaper could be like our newsletter and we can put like funny. This is where she loses me. This is where I lose her.
Yeah. I think we focus on the podcast and then the newsletter comes.
No, I'm eventually saying the newspaper that we're holding can be like a fake newsletter.
That's what, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, okay.
Holy moly. It's
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
In real time.
What do you think the newspaper was going to be?
Just like these
Truman
random
wins?
Or? Yeah, like the LA Times or something. And I was like, cute.
You try to explain things. You just try. And sometimes it doesn't translate. Sometimes it just doesn't hit until you're face to face, side by side.
Correct.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you so much. I actually just freshened it up. And what's so funny is I've been seeing everybody go red lately. And so I went to Tawny and I was like, what if we did made me like strawberry blonde? And she was like, she literally laughed at me.
She won't. She wouldn't do mine.
No, she won't do it.
She's like, no. It's almost like she don't want to deal with the regret if it's there because red is so hard.
No,
to like,
no. And she knows I'm going to hate it. Like, yeah. She knows I'm going to hate it.
I don't know. I think you look so great with red hair because your eyes, I feel like, would pop. Everyone who's done it has looked amazing.
I know. But not red, like strawberry blonde. So it would be like a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
You know, like not red, but strawberry,
like strawberry blonde.
Yeah. Like a soft strawberry blonde.
Yeah. Well,
but she wouldn't do it, so she made me blonder, which honestly I love.
I mean, your blonde is great. She crushes the blonde.
So, you know, I've got my hair fresh. I'm gonna get some new nails and I'm gonna be fresh as a daisy.
Oh.
Yeah, they're broken. Don't look, it's a bad situation.
I predicted that.
Yeah,
everyone has gone red. It's officially feeling like, well, it doesn't
you
feel
kinda
like
you kind of started
fall.
The trend.
I don't think I can take credit for starting the trend because I copied someone else, you know? So everything's a trend. Everything is someone copying somebody else, right?
No, you should claim this as your own. You fully started this trend. You went red
that
before
was last year. So if it was a trend, that would have hopped on a lot faster.
Trends take some time
to
catch.
No, they really don't. They really don't.
Yeah, they do. They really
someone
do.
Else started the recent trend. It was not me. But I was thinking about going more red and then I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm onto something new. What's my next goal?
Color. Oh.
I don't know about color. I wanted to cut my hair, like chop it, but then Haley and I would literally look like twins from the back.
That's true.
We have this very similar hair color and hers is short. So if I cut my hair and you saw us from the back, you'd be like
twins.
We'd be like the twins
in
that.
Weird, yeah.
What's that
cute
horror movie? Where they're like
oh,
in the hallway.
Shining, the yeah. Shining.
Honestly, not a bad Halloween idea.
Oh yeah, oh, what are you guys gonna be?
Well, that's a surprise, but we
surprise?
Do have
a
wow.
Yeah.
Who are we?
What do you mean?
What do you mean surprise?
This is the first time we're going like doing a costume together.
Okay.
There's a long time before Halloween. I can't hype it up so soon.
Yeah, you can.
I'm not gonna.
You're already hyping it up by saying it's a surprise.
I have to consult with my with Haley before I reveal. I'll tell you.
Oh my gosh.
If it's gonna cause
lame
a fight, I'll tell you. Okay, what are y'all gonna be?
We're gonna be Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling from the Barbie movie.
That's so good.
It's gonna be
I
really
can't
good.
Wait. Is he gonna like get a wig or is he gonna like spray paint?
No,
his
we're
hair?
Gonna get him a wig, but we're gonna do the skating scene. You know how like
they
run Santa Monica Pier? And we're trying to figure out what we're trying to figure out now is so we found like these covers that go over the skates. Like they're like neon because the skates are neon yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like almost like those things that you wear like in surgery, those booties. You know what I mean? They're like covers for the skates. But we were kind of like, so we have to wear our blades. Like, are we going to get drunk and like, it's
oh
not
going
to be a good situation.
Also, in my home feels like.
Right. Well, we want to go in your home. We would go around the side.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll open the gate for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We would hang out in the back by the bar.
All
but
right.
But like, the skates kind of make the costume. So we have to have them. We just.
I think for photos, you do it in like a few videos and then you change into
off.
Shoes.
Yeah.
It feels
maybe.
Safer.
And maybe the booties just go over our shoes for the rest of the night.
If I remember correctly, you should definitely not have been on skates last year. So I was nervous about you being in heels. So
honestly, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. That's a great costume.
And then Sunny's going to be a butterfly and a UPS driver.
Oh, all in one night?
She's going to have three, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So I'm going to get her four.
Oh my gosh.
She's a fun gal. She likes to dress up.
I don't think she liked the UPS one or the FedEx one.
No, that's true.
Or any of them. I think that she couldn't wait to get them off.
Yeah.
So that is false. She enjoys being festive like her family. But it's just about finding the right thing. So the butterfly wings like fit her nicely and mm-hmm. she didn't bother her as much, but the hats are not her favorite. Yeah. So we're going to have to tailor it in that way.
Sure. But she loves dressing up.
Correct.
Yeah. She's a huge fan of dressing up minus hats and clothes.
Correct.
But wings she can do. So maybe different pairs of wings, like angel wings, uh-huh. butterfly wings.
Exactly. Now
moth,
a moth. A nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And a fairy.
All right, or like a witch with like a broom. Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Sp- Speaking of Hocus Pocus 2.
Did you watch it?
I loved it.
I did too. And I was really nervous because I'm like, I watched Hocus Pocus 1 a bazillion times. Mm-hmm. So I was very nervous about number 2, but I feel like it followed the same storyline.
Yeah. And it looked the same. Like, I loved how they made it look like the old one. It didn't feel like too 4K.
Yeah, it didn't feel also like two of the times. Like, they didn't try and, like, I don't know. It was like very well done.
I agree. I thought it was so great. And I like laughed out loud. And I don't even know what the reviews have said, but I loved it.
The reviews are good. The reviews are people pleased.
Great.
Pleased people.
We love. It's just cool because Sarah Jessica Parker, when the first one came out, like, wasn't this massive mega star like she is now. So it's funny that she kind of played like such a small supporting role. And this one,
you know what's funny is she's the only one. The other two sisters, I felt like, really fell back into their characters completely. Mm-hmm. And she was the only one that I felt like it wasn't totally, it was a little more Carrie Bradshaw than
Witch. Is Carrie Bradshaw.
I know, but it was funny because I like felt she's the only one that I felt a little bit like she didn't just go right back into her character. She was like a little more like not that.
Yeah.
Watch it again with that in mind.
Okay. I mean, I always watch her with Carrie Bradshaw in mind. Like, it's just how I see her. I can't unsee it. And just like that started
season 2
filming. I think
filming. Yeah.
Easton takes a deep breath.
It's going to take a lot of mental preparation to press play on that season, but I will be there.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll be shaking as I press play, but yeah. I'll be there.
Tears going down my face. Okay, here we go.
Someone posted, it was Sara Ramirez posted the script. It was like Shay Diaz, and someone said, I have to find it because some of the comments, I think it's just become like comedy to hate that character. So it's like,
do they like it?
I think so. Like, well, like the hate.
Well, no, but like they like they, not the hate, but like the, I don't know. It's like when you know something's so hated, you just like are in on the joke.
I can't imagine they love it, but I do think maybe season 2 there will be a shift. But a shift for the character, also maybe not. Someone commented under the picture and said, well, the first thing said full body chills. And then the next thing said, like, someone walking over my grave. So it's not a good, people are not excited, but I think it's also become like a bit.
Right, right. Like a joke within the thing.
Yeah, but I know I was really harsh about the show, but I think there's something deep down that I love about it. I can't quite.
It's fun having the characters back.
Yeah.
But this season, Aiden's back, and I'm not happy about that.
Happy about that.
Bring him back, Aiden.
Only if he gets the Peloton treatment. That's the only way I'll be happy with him coming back.
Dark. But
I don't like it.
What if he's changed, Easton? What if he's had like a realization of his flaws and things he needed to work on?
I mean, that's a possibility, and I'm open to that. And I will eat my hat if that happens. But I think it's going to be more of the same.
If we're giving Shay Diaz a chance, then we're giving Aiden a chance. Okay,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if I have to hear Shay Diaz sing another Beach Boys song, I'm really gonna lose it on this season.
But the real crazy thing is, I really want Sara Ramirez to come back to Grey's and Arizona, and I want there to be a reunion.
Not even there.
But I need them to both come back and have a reunion.
Okay,
so it's not Sara; it's
a lot of pipe dreams happening today. You know, well,
Grey's, are we all in? That we're watching. I know that we haven't watched it yet. We're taping this Friday. It just aired last night. None of us actually have live television anymore. But so I'm going to watch it, and I want to make sure you're all going to watch it because they're doing a whole reboot with a whole bunch of new interns. I think this is kind of a test season. Like, we're going to pull back on Meredith and introduce a new Big Five whatever.
Wait, no, they totally are pulling back on Meredith because they sent like promo cookies out for the new season, and there was not a single Meredith Grey anything. They had Boki. And then they had like Chief Weber's like body, and then they had like Grey's Anatomy stuff, but they didn't have a single thing about Meredith Grey on there.
You want to know something really funny about those cookies?
What?
Becca Kufrin from Who is the Bachelorette texted me and goes, this is so weird, but my mom, who's in, I think, Minnesota, got a box that was addressed to your name, my childhood home. And I was like,
what? To your name?
It was my name, but to her home, her mom's home. And she was like, I can get it when I go back for Thanksgiving and bring it back. And I was like, oh, tell her she can open it and just see what's in there. And it was the cookies, the Grey's Anatomy cookies. And I guess they had just mixed up the name because it's from ABC, right?
Yeah.
So they probably have her, because she's the Bachelorette, they probably have her name in there and just like mixed up the name with the address.
Well, why her childhood home? Yeah. That's odd.
Maybe Becca Martinez probably got hers, you know, from Mari's season.
There's just all the Beccas. But Becca Kufrin loves Grey's Anatomy. So I was like, tell your mom to enjoy the cookies.
Yeah. But Robbie's kids, like one of them in particular, loves like those types of cookies. So I brought them to him. And Robbie sent them to school with like these Grey's Anatomy cookies. And I was like, nothing makes me blesses my heart more than imagining them at school, like chomping on Boki's face.
I was gonna say Boki cookie's yeah. So funny. Yeah. Boki finally getting the love she deserves. I saw your Instagram story.
But we're going to watch, right? We're all watching.
Oh, yeah. That's
at least the premiere.
At least the premiere.
Can we commit to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was all caught up at the end of the season, and that season finale was fantastic. So I'm not like poo pooing Grey's right now. I'm into watching it.
I'm down to watch. I'm not going to watch it tonight because I have a date night tonight.
Oh. Good for you. Good for you.
She's
twirling her hair.
She's going to vab and pull out all the stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think you have to do that.
Such a sweet place.
I think, well, we can't let a sweet thing last for too long with Tanya. So I don't think you have to vab because Robbie said that it wasn't a thing.
That's what he thinks. But it's cute. In our October goals, when we were making our October goals, one of his goals was to take me on a date night once a week, like a thought out one. So tonight's like has a two part to it. It's like dinner and then like something after.
Is it a surprise?
Well, it's like a TBD. I think it's like there's two things. So it's just kind of like where the flow goes, you know?
Where the vabbing leads.
Gotcha. Yeah, careful. He might take you somewhere where it would be inappropriate to have your mucus on your neck like that.
Mucus on your neck, Mark? You're canceled. I don't like cancel culture, and you're canceled for that.
Mucus on your neck.
The whole thing is gross. Really? I'm the bad guy?
Yeah, because no one has yet described it as mucus on your neck.
Yeah. Misogynist iHeart producer hates women's bodily functions.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I can't wait to hear what y'all do.
Thanks so much.
And that's so sweet that he's planning date night. I'm sorry.
She can't get over the mucus. You can't get over the mucus on the neck.
Now I have an image that I didn't want.
Well, let me take you away from that image because I'm 2 days gluten free. And let me tell you, I did not realize how much gluten I intake in a day. And then when I removed it.
My whole diet is gluten.
Yeah. I was like, wowza, yowza. Because
it's in everything.
Yeah, it's in everything. And so I found out, I went to the doctor and I found out that I do have Hashimoto's. So I've like started doing some research, and like the number one thing that everybody says if you have Hashimoto's is to eliminate gluten. Mm. So that's what I'm going to do until I like, you know, really figure out what's going on. But 2 days in and I'm like,
for those people who don't remember when Mark did it, he thought it was like something.
Right, so rudely.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude to anybody who has that.
What did you think it was? You said it.
I thought it was like an Enneagram or something because you referred to my Hashimoto. I'm like, oh boy, what are we doing now? But now I understand and I respect it and I apologize for that. That was rude.
Well, I do think a lot of people don't know what Hashimoto's is. Well, were the symptoms that you...
It is so common. What I didn't realize is like 1 in 18 women have it, and it's a thyroid disease. So basically, you can have like an underactive or an overactive thyroid. And I don't want to speak too much because I'm not a doctor and I like literally just found out about it, but it's super common and it mostly affects women, which is like so fun, you know? but there are other things, like you can take medication, you can take like hormones to stabilize, or you can do it through like food and like your diet, which is the route I'm going to try to take. But yeah, it's basically just your thyroid, which is a butterfly shaped thing in your throat. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? It's a butterfly shaped gland, or I'm not sure what it is exactly, in your throat.
The thyroid is?
Look it up. The thyroid.
But that's lovely. That this, some people could see the negative to this, but you're seeing the positive.
She's seeing the hopefulness.
Your thyroid is shaped like a butterfly.
Right.
That's great.
Like, I'm like, the fact that it's a butterfly, I'm like, I can come on top of this, you know?
Yeah. You can beat this.
I can beat it.
You can survive it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's not.
Conquer it.
Yeah. Conquer it is the right word. Conquer it.
The butterfly.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
This is not what you think it is. This is in the throat.
Yeah. Right here.
Huh.
It looks just like a butterfly.
Just like a butterfly. But look, type it in. They describe it as the butterfly-shaped something. But anyways, it's really common among women. So I'm going to do a lot of research. I'm going to like reach out and just try and get as much information as I can.
But I'm saying, did you have symptoms? Were you like feeling a certain way that you went in?
It's fatigue. You get like brittle hair, brittle nails. And then, I mean, there's like severe symptoms, which I don't have. My levels are like not that far off, but it can get pretty bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're just getting on top of it.
I'm just getting top. Mine's a little off. So I'm like, I'm just going to try and stabilize them.
There might be people out there who are like, I feel fatigued. My hair and nails are changing. What is this? And they might be able to go in and get answers. So
yeah. But you know what's interesting is I didn't go in thinking I had anything. I just did my annual blood test and they found it in my annual blood test. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I like went seeking for answers. I didn't even feel anything. I was just doing my normal routine.
I actually need to do that, a blood test. I'm actually fatigued all the time and I eat so bad, so maybe I could just try cutting out some gluten and see if I notice a change there.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly be my diet. Last night I took an edible and I was living, and I ordered these smash burgers. You guys,
what's a smash burger?
Like the really thin patties. It was one of the best hamburgers I have ever had. It was from Chris and Eddie's. I have no idea where it is. It was just on DoorDash. And it was so fresh and hot when it arrived. It was delicious.
Happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Just but eating anyways, that burger and the bun while I'm not.
Well, you have the option of protein style at In-N-Out, which is delicious as well.
Correct.
I love an In-N-Out protein style.
I know,
style.
But like all these sauces have gluten in them. It's just like, ugh.
Listen, Haley can't have garlic or onion. And let me tell you something. Garlic and onion
are in everything.
Are in everything.
Yeah.
Every sauce, every dressing, you can't escape it. So I believe in you.
Thank you. I believe in me too.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about Giselle and Tom, but okay. I think we take a break and then come back.
All right. Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay, we are back.
We're back and better than ever. That break was good.
Top tier break.
Yeah.
Top tier. So Giselle and Tom Brady have split.
Well, they've hired divorce lawyers.
Okay, they've hired divorce lawyers.
Yeah.
So they haven't officially announced the split.
As of now, as of Friday morning. Who knows? These things are
fluid. You're right. And maybe they got in a huge fight and they just were like, I'm getting a lawyer.
Right.
And maybe they're fine today. We don't know.
We don't know.
But from what we can presume.
And speculate.
Assume. They're splitting.
Yeah.
It's a weird story. It's weird that a story would come out that these two are seeking divorce lawyers. Like, you never hear that. You hear people splitting or not splitting. And how would it come out that they're seeking divorce lawyers unless one of the camps leaked that to the press? It's all very fascinating to me. What's going on behind the scenes? Because you know there's lots.
Yeah.
Isn't that public information or no?
I don't
think court cases
so.
Are.
You're seeking a lawyer. I don't think
court cases are, but seeking a lawyer is not.
Hmm.
And hiring a lawyer is not. There's attorney-client privilege.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
But I think at the base, why this story makes me so sad is because at its core, at its root, the root scenario is that this man is choosing career over family, essentially.
This is what we have been alluded to. We don't know if that's the core root.
But essentially, everybody's saying that she wanted him to retire. He unretired, and that caused a lot of tension and friction, and she's over it, apparently. But it's like, literally, when you boil it down, it's he chose career over family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting conversation because, you know, everybody says life's a balance and you can have it all. And, you know, sometimes some things are higher up than the others. And it's like, it's a balancing act. But when you're this good, like when you obviously have this gift to be this good at a certain sport, he can't do this forever. You know what I mean? Like he literally can't do this when he's 60.
Well,
how do you then? No, but like, how do you tell your partner, like, you have this gift, but I want you to be home more, so that's it.
I don't know. I mean, we only know what we know, but in what we see in these like articles and stuff, but because it is a limited time, I think maybe it's the fear of if he's always going to need to do something where he's like disinvolved with something, like he is only happy or content when he's focused on football. So whether he's actually playing or if he like goes into, I don't know, like broadcasting or like traveling for, you know, coaching even, mm-hmm. is this going to be my life forever? Because I would think that you would go, okay, his body eventually, he's not going to be able to do this at a certain age. So can we just get through these next few years and then he'll be home and we'll be able to be a family together. But something tells me that maybe she's like, that's not going to be what it is.
But it makes you think, like, if you had to choose career or family, what would you choose?
Well, I would choose family, but I'm not like a huge career. Like, I'm not like...
Well, I think most people would have no choice but to choose career because they need money. Jared and Giselle do not. So I think that's another element of this that's not as relatable.
His name
I don't
is
think we
Tom.
Can relate to that.
His name is Tom.
What did I say?
Jared.
You said Jared and Jill.
That's because
that's
because I wanted to mention Jared Haven. That's why he's in my brain. Because on Help I Suck at Dating, which is out today, wherever you listen to podcasts, he talks at length about this, and he's a big Brady fan, and so his attitude is very different. His attitude is she knew what she was getting into, and he's at the prime of his whatever, and he's not going to be that much longer, and so she has to deal with it. I see where Giselle is coming from.
Yeah.
Because she knew what she was getting into. That's true. When they got married originally, that was a long time ago. So she knew there was an end date to this, and she needs to get through his football career, and then they can be happily ever after. And then he's 41, and then he's 42, and then he's 43, and then he's 44, and she's like, Christ, he's still playing. But then he retires, and she's like, thank God, he retired. Yes, we are a family. And then a month later, he goes, I'm not going to be retired anymore. And I think she's just like, F it, I can't do this anymore. Right. I kind of see where she's coming from on this. Because he is 45 years old, and there's got to be a time when you decide to give it all to your family after giving it all to the game for all these years.
I think she has realized or is realizing that she is always going to be second to that sport. And I think there was like hope that we have a family and eventually I'll be number one. But I think maybe there's this like once he came back from retiring for like what a couple months, she's like, oh my gosh, I've been competing with this sport for however many years and it's always going to be like this. And I don't want to do it anymore. And there's also the side of probably that Giselle battled of like, I love this person and he loves what he does and it's his passion. I want to support him and be there and like watch him do what he loves. But I think at a certain point, I too would be like, okay, I don't want to be second anymore. Or I don't want to be second forever.
It's just such an interesting, like, it's such an interesting debacle because it's like you try and put yourself in that situation. What? It is.
No, it's not a debacle, I don't think. I don't think that's the word you're looking for.
It's an interesting
situation.
Sure.
Because I sympathize. I see it from both sides. Like I see if I were that good at football, you know, I'm like such a football girl now. So I'm like really invested in this.
Yeah.
Sure. If I were that good at football and that was like this God-given gift, like I was that good, right? I would want to ride it out till I possibly could. And then on the off season, spend all my time being with my family and like, you know, do as much as I could during off season to be there, like be a better partner, step up my game. And then when it was football season, like give that my all. But then I also see it on her side of like having to, this is just the off balance for so many years.
Maybe she's just over him. Maybe she's just over him and it has nothing to do with football, but this is her out. Maybe she's like, I'm over you.
Well, also, he says that there's been reports that they live apart anyway this time of year because he's so involved in football that he doesn't even see his family during football season. And that's a drag. For 5-6 months out of the year, you're not a family anymore. Like, I could see that getting old.
That would make me so sad.
Yeah, and it's not... my brother-in-law played in the NFL for 4 years, and he, you know, would go to work, and then he would come home, and it was like not a normal job, but a job in the sense that he got up, went and worked, and then he came back home, and then he would travel for the game if he had to, and then come back home, you know? But he was still very much a family man and a husband and a dad. And I think that if I was shut out for however many months, even if it was like, well, you have the rest of the year with him, I'd be like, I'm not like your side piece. Mm-hmm. That's like, you're able to just cast to the side. Like, we're a whole family unit and you're going off alone for months at a time to focus on something else.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, man. Like, I've been having these conversations with myself a little bit, just, you know, as I turned 35 and I begin to think about babies, never being like, when I leave in the morning to go to work, Sunny wakes up, gets out of her crate, and Robbie sends me videos of her like literally like searching for me, like literally like going into the closet, going into the bathroom, and just like being like, where is she? And I'm like, that's, it's like such a weird thing when you have kids, like you're never going to take them, like I'll never take them to school, you know? That's just the reality.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
But I can pick them up, like I'll be there in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and I'll have that whole, you know, thing. But it's such a weird, oh my God.
Like Celsius,
it's a weird
face.
Thing to like think about. So I get it. Like if I were Giselle and I was just kind of, I don't know.
I do think there is a balance between like, you know, missing morning drop off, but getting afternoon pickup versus like him just being gone
for 5 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also it's like, we don't know if on the off season, if she does get the attention and focus from him that she needs, like he might just be one of those.
Turn it off.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like
he likes the applause. I feel like he's like, you know, he's like an Adam. Well, I don't want to say he's like an Adam Levine, but like I was having this conversation with a friend of mine about these like men in the entertainment industry and how their egos are fed by like the applause. So like Adam Levine's went a little, you know, south, but maybe Tom Brady like needs the attention. Like he's just used to always having like people like it, not in a sexual or a, like a bad right. way, but like right. In a just like he needs the attention. Mm-hmm. He needs people talking about him mm-hmm. and like being on the field, and like that never goes away. You just, that is like who you are.
When you are at a level, especially, I don't even know how to imagine that. But if you are someone who enjoys playing in front of a crowd or having people cheering your name, you don't just walk away from that and leave it all behind without a second thought. You're always going to be seeking that validation from people.
Right.
So wish them all the best, truly.
I have a piece of information I want to share about this. I got an email. Mark actually probably got this too. In early September, when rumors that they were like living apart were going around, this is from they make like betting odds for Vegas bets. And they did the odds for who his next girlfriend will be if they should they split.
Oh, that's nice.
And the lowest odds, so most likely to happen, is Taylor Swift.
Very unlikely.
I found baffling. Jennifer Aniston is also up there, 25-1 odds, with Kim Kardashian also in the mix. But it said Taylor Swift most likely to be Tom Brady's next girlfriend.
I was like, wait, Taylor what? Swift is most likely?
Most likely.
She's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I do, long shot.
I will say I am enjoying the memes of Giselle dating Pete Davidson. Like, I'm really enjoying that narrative. It's very funny.
On the topic of family versus career, we have an email coming up that addresses that exact dilemma.
Shall we get into it?
Mark, you had something else from the Facebook group. Did you? Which
yes, one? This was pretty neat in the Facebook group, and I got tagged by a lot of people. It's so sweet. A group member who stayed anonymous posted, "Hey, y'all, flying help. My husband and I are going on a trip soon. We're flying Spirit for the first time. I'm a size 22, and I started to panic because I'm not going to fit in the seat or the seat belt. I hear they're really small. What can I do to calm my nerves? Blah, blah, blah." Christine Zelenka is who we should be giving a shout out to. She says, "I would like to pay for you and your husband to upgrade to the front row or the emergency rows. I've been there. I'm sorry you're anxious. It shouldn't have to be that way." Oh. I just thought that was fantastic and wonderful, and the spirit of the scrubbing and Facebook
that
group.
That makes me emotional.
I mean, every time I feel like someone does something that makes me feel so proud, someone does another thing.
That is so, I can't.
shout out to our scrubbers. Y'all
but
are just,
that's like what life is about. Like, it's about helping each other. It's about being in community and like helping in ways that we can. And like, I just, I don't know. I feel like, wow, we just sat here and talked for 20 minutes about a people that we don't even know when like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what we should focus on.
I know. Yeah, that is really awesome.
I don't have a follow-up here, except that the group member responded saying, I'm in full-blown tears. I don't know what to say. And then Christine Zelenka responded, I've been in tears many times from the anxiety of being a normal human stressing about fitting into the box society decided on. It shouldn't be a world where normal people have to pay just to exist. I hope you'll accept so you can focus on the excitement of the trip for you and your husband.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. I mean, that is such a beautiful way of showing up for someone. Yeah. And especially from a perspective of I've been there before, like, please let me like save you the stress that I've endured. Like, what an act of kindness and love to do that for someone, a stranger, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're like a group and we all like have come together because of this podcast, but to reach out to someone in that way is such a beautiful act of just,
and I'm also
human.
Sure that's the last thing she was expecting. Like, she was probably just coming for like words of affirmation or like tips and tricks of how to like ease anxiety and like just was so not expecting that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thanks for really sharing that, Mark. Do we take a break before emails or?
Let's do that.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th, and if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay, we are back in March.
That break did us some good.
That was a great break. Another great break.
Yeah, some nice deep breathing.
We did some yoga stretches. Mm-hmm. It was great. All right, Mark, with the emails, let's go.
All right, Becca, thank you. This is that one about the family or career. Anonymous says, I'm really having one of my biggest predicaments ever. My husband's name was floating around for a big promotion at work, and he was encouraged to apply for the position, which is currently a remote position. You can do it from home. He's been making waves through the interview process, but has just gotten word the position will no longer be remote and we would have to move to the East Coast. We're very established on the West Coast, close to family. I have my dream job, a job I'd have to quit if we move, great schools for the kids. I don't want to move, but he now feels that since I supported him applying, not wanting to move isn't supporting him or his dreams for his career. He also has concerns he'll be overlooked for future opportunities if he turns this job down. I don't feel like I'm being unreasonable to not uproot our entire lives for maybe a 10K salary increase for future opportunities, but I feel his concerns with being overlooked in the future are valid. I am stuck as to what to do. Am I being selfish or unreasonable? He has a great job currently. He would have never applied for this new role if it wasn't a remote job. What do I do? We'd have to be on the East Coast for at least 5 years, likely more, and I'm struggling. Help.
Oof.
God, relationships are...
This is tough. I don't really know what to say here.
Yeah, I don't know that any of us will be able to have like a great, solid answer, but I do want to applaud you for being very... aware of the fact that your feelings are very valid and so are his feelings, because sometimes I think we only focus on like what we're feeling in the moment and it's like, this isn't fair. But I really applaud you for being gracious to how you're both feeling about it. I think that sometimes there's these like moments, and especially when you have a family and a spouse, you are presented with dilemmas where you have to decide if this is where you take up the compromise that you promised to each other when you got married. And I think sometimes it's like trying something new. And like, if you know it's going to be 5 years, maybe you get to experience a new city and meet new people that you would never get to meet if you didn't take that step. But I also think if you're just like, can't even get to that mentality, having a conversation that how you ended the email was he would have never applied for this if he knew it wasn't remote, and reminding him that that was kind of the agreement of him applying for a new position, which was that it wasn't going to be a significant change like this. It was going to be a salary increase without anything changing. And just talk about it in that way, because I don't know that there's going to be an answer where you're both feeling.
Yeah, but also you can like really get granular on it and like do a lot of, I mean, it's going to take work on your end, but like do research and like look at the cost of living on the East Coast. And also if you're away from family, that means you're going to have a lot of help and hire babysitters and hire whatever like to help because you don't have family around. So it's like when you add all that extra stuff up, mm-hmm. is it worth the 10K mm-hmm. salary increase, you know? And I think also communicating that to your husband and then having your husband communicate that to his employers is also like a smart way of looking at it. It's not him saying like, oh, my family's here and like, I don't want to move. It's like the 10K is not worth us uprooting. The cost of living is going to be much more. We're away from our families. So like economically it just doesn't make sense for me, which I think is more respected than like.
Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt. But yeah, I agree with you. A spreadsheet kind of a situation, because if she can't do her job there, that means she's not going to be working at least at first. So that's not a 10K increase in that sense. It's a
deficit,
decrease.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's got to be factored in as well.
And there the cost are a couple of moving, too, like the cost of moving. It's like,
the company might cover
up.
That.
Yeah.
But still.
But there are two things I wish I knew about this. One is how old the kids are, and one is what her job is. Because is it a job? It may be a dream job now, but is it a job you can get on the East Coast? I don't know. And if the kids are 3 and 4, it's a lot easier to move them across the country than if they were 12, 13, you know, with an established friend group and school system and all that stuff. So that stuff would factor into it as well. But my gut is that you go on this adventure together and look at it that way. It's an adventure. And let's see where life leads us.
Nah. I'm with Tanya on this sense of what type of salary increase would make it worth it for us to uproot our lives? Because I agree. I don't, now that we're talking about, I don't think 10K is worth it. I get like him not wanting to ruin opportunities for the future in the company, but I think having a conversation with his company and being like, hey, I want to grow in this space, but I need to make sure it's worth it if there's a financial increase to uproot my whole family.
Yeah. And like guys come going all the time asking, like, I want more money. Like, give me that raise. Yeah. And like, they, like guys do it all the time. They ask for what they want and they get it. So it's like, if you guys are going to move and you're going to do that, like it needs to be way more than a 10K increase.
Yeah, I agree. So I would sit down and say, what makes it worth it to make this move? Like, if I'm not going to be working or if I can't do my job, and what is it going to cost?
And it
for
shows
the
employer that like he's actually like doing his research and doing what's best for him and taking care of himself. And I think that's commendable for men.
But we do wish you the best and good luck for whatever y'all decide to do, because I know it's a sticky, hard situation to be in. And I hope to never have to make such a difficult decision, because I mean Tom and Giselle, they don't have to deal with these conversations, you know.
Different. Like, you have all the money you need, like retire, dude.
She's worth more than he is,
right?
Build
But that's what
I think if you go, you'll be happy you did 5 years from now. You'll realize why it was a good thing for your family.
I like see this future of you having these like lifelong friends and you realizing that you would have never met them had you not taken that step.
I don't have that same vision for
you. Okay, I have
life
that vision for you.
Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Sometimes you got to make the leap.
Yeah. Do you know how much it costs to live on the East Coast? It's like,
well, it's pretty expensive on the West Coast.
It also depends where you live.
Yeah.
If she lives in Nags Head, North Carolina, it might not be as bad.
Yeah, we don't have enough details to compare.
You're right.
Cost of living, but
does she live in Los Angeles or does she live in, you know, Oregon somewhere?
True. You're right.
Well, either way, good luck. We're rooting for you, and it's hard, and you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Was there another email?
Relationships are tough. Are
we capped at that one?
Absolutely, there is. We have an anonymous from, she says, my sister is getting married in 2 weeks and I'm freaking out about it. She and this guy have been together for over 2 years and I didn't love him at first, but I've come to terms with their relationship and he's patient with her and treats her well. And she can be a difficult person to be with. I'm 3 years younger than my sister and we're polar opposites. I'm a Becca, she's a Tanya, but not in a way that makes us best friends. It makes us hard to understand each other. I love her, but I wouldn't choose her as a friend, if that makes sense. Now, over the course of their relationship, especially in the last few months, she's confided in me about their issues. She says things that make it clear to us that there's no way this relationship will last. The last thing she told us, that she told him, that he makes her good days bad and her bad days worse. She's been incredibly stressed out planning this wedding. She has called me drunk and crying, wondering if she's doing the right thing. She doesn't ask for my opinion. She just unloads her emotions. So my question is, how honest am I supposed to be in these scenarios? Do I tell her I think she should call off the wedding 2 weeks out? Or just talk her off the ledge and make her feel better in the moment? I'm trying to be a good sister, but I can't help but feel this relationship is doomed. And I don't want to regret saying something when I could have.
If I ever tell one of you that Haley makes my good days bad and my bad days, what'd you say?
Worse.
Worse. Yeah. Someone stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Those are really bad wedding vows. Yeah.
That is, and I mean, I can't imagine saying those words and then.
Yeah, girl, you got to do everything you can to stop this wedding. Like,
I think it's just having a gentle conversation
gently,
where you're
gently.
Listen, I love you so much, and I'm never going to stop you from doing something that makes you happy, but I don't feel like you're happy in this relationship. And you literally told me this person makes your good days bad and your bad days worse. And you're going to vow to be with this person forever. And that seems
and maybe
like a bad
idea.
Like
a math equation, you know, like there are X billion people in this world. If this guy's making your good days bad and your bad days worse, why not roll the dice and maybe try, I don't know, another one? Because there are other men in the sea. Yeah. There
you
are.
You can't
fish.
Get any worse than this guy.
It sounds bad.
It's tough because I'm sure people will respond and say, look, I tried this with my sister and now we no longer speak because she didn't appreciate me saying that 2 weeks before her wedding. And now I've been cut out of their lives. Sounded like it wouldn't be a huge loss. You two aren't that close in the first place. But I do think if you talk to her and focus on her, it's not that he's a jerk. It's not that you can do better. It's, I don't think you're happy. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good way to focus on it. It gives her something to think about. But I do think they're going to get married no matter what you say. And divorce isn't the worst thing in the world. As long as you don't feel like he's abusing her, there might not be much you can do in this situation.
I agree. I think you just say, like, listen, just from what you've told me, I don't feel like you're in the best relationship that you could be in. And I want the best for you. But you're responsible for your decisions and who you're with and who you spend your life with. And I'm just giving you my 2 cents from what you've told me.
I just think that you should speak up. I remember Robbie told me he did this with one of his best friends, like basically told him like, this is the wrong girl for you. And he listened and ended up with like the best girl in the whole wide world. Mm. So like,
maybe she'll
listen.
I use
that as an example.
And then like Mark said, it seems like y'all aren't besties, you know, and you say what you need to say that makes you feel like peace about the situation and, you know, like a good sister. And then if it backfires and she gets mad or they cut you out, then that's their loss, really. I think it's her loss to eliminate you because you were the one who wants the best for her.
Like a good sister, State Farm is there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to finish. No, I wasn't going to say the whole thing, but I was going to say
State Wouldn't Farm. Wouldn't it be cool if this podcast was sponsored by State Farm and that's how we worked it in?
Yeah.
That would be really good. It's not. It's not. It's not no. So
sorry, it's not.
Yeah, don't skip. Yeah, that's tough. That's a really tough situation.
What would you want if you were about to make a big mistake?
If
you want
I
me
said
to step
that,
in?
Like literally,
Wouldn't
if
you want
I
me
said
to step
about
in?
To, yes,
yeah.
And I would maybe be like defensive and mad, but I think I would think about it and be like, "Oh my gosh, what am I doing?" I think. This is my issue with weddings, okay?
Oh, no.
This is my issue with weddings. People get so wrapped up and committed to planning the party and the event and making everyone happy in it that they forget, they lose themselves in it. Mm-hmm. They lose the whole purpose and the reason for it. And I feel like people end up getting married out of the convenience of not disappointing anybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Because
I can see that.
I think people have a lot of eye-opening moments in the interim between getting engaged and the wedding where maybe they're like, because now they've said yes to this, right? So now they're really thinking about the future things and they're seeing things in their partner that they're seeing in a different way because now they're about to like commit forever with them. And then they're like, oh, maybe I don't like this. But then they've already picked out the napkins. They put down a deposit for the flowers.
Right,
and
they'd
like,
be out X amount of dollars.
Mom
right.
would be disappointed. Dad
Grandpa
would be
already has his flight out.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just going to spare everyone the inconvenience and suck it up. That's what I think.
And for many couples, this is the first like long-term project you're doing together. You know, like sometimes people have bought a house together or raised a child, but I think for a lot of people, I know it was this way for Allison and I, this is the first like time you have to do a lot of these things that reveal parts of your personality. And I just imagine like, it's such an important test, I think, but also like so hard to realize that it's not going to work after going through that.
Yeah. Good luck to everyone planning a wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just elope, you know?
Sorry, I wasn't trying to be a downer about the wedding. I'm just saying I do feel like a lot of people get into that, like,
panic. Yeah, it's a natural instinct, too. Like, you don't want to disappoint people. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I feel like we hear that a lot of, like, I'm planning a wedding and I'm just not sure. And then maybe it's just the nerves and you get married and everything's great. But, you know, I think with this girl, yeah, if I'm ever in that position, please step in. Loud.
I will for sure.
Don't be gentle. You don't even have to be gentle. No, Robbie will, like, try to come in at her approach where he's like a lawyer. I need you to be a friend to be like, no, I don't need to see, like, both sides. All right. Well, I think that's the end of this podcast.
That is the end of this podcast.
Oh, I don't think. Did I talk about my jury duty experience? Did I talk about this? How I met the scrubber?
Oh, no.
You posted about it, but we didn't.
Okay. I wanted to bring it up because this was a couple weeks ago. And I have, when I say I have tried, I Googled every way to get out of jury duty. I had postponed it already. I had done everything. And I was like, the night before, because every night that week I had called and it had been like, you do not have to report. And of course, I was just having one of those days where, like, nothing was going right. And I call that night and it's like, here are your jury duty instructions. And I was like, dang it. So I was like, I'm just going to go. I go and I'm sitting. I had just gotten there and I sit down and this girl comes up to me and she's like, hey, you're Becca, right? And I said, yeah. And we talked for a little bit and she was like, your story, like, really, it's just been really encouraging for me. And she was also, she's out as a lesbian. And we just started chatting and we ended up, like, going to one of the tables and we just sat and talked for a long time. For probably 2 hours. And then we got released. We got literally released before 11. It was amazing. And I was like, I literally tried everything to get out of this jury duty. And I'm so glad I went because we had the best conversation. And I was just so, like, encouraged by her. And just, she was, I don't know. I just really, really enjoyed our time together. And so I just wanted to say, like, you never know who you're going to meet in situations that you're trying to get out of.
Yeah, great life lesson. Way to button it up with a nice little bow. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. That's great. I'll say, though, I enjoyed jury duty. I was on a jury. It was a great experience. And I would do it again.
Wow.
Wait, so the next time we see each other, it's going to be mid-October. Oh.
It'll be the 17th of October. That's right. We'll be 2 weeks out from Halloween. Maybe then Becca will tell us what she's dressing
as. And Becca's birthday and Sunny's birthday and...
Oh, we just passed Easton's anniversary, 5 years.
Anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Easty,
oh, happy, you know what, Easton, you might like this. I actually saw my scrapbook. So every year on our anniversary, we're doing this thing, like, our five favorite memories from the year.
Cute.
It's cute. And so I, like, pulled out the book and I was like, we have to start thinking because we're going to have to do it on our anniversary, our top five.
When's your actual anniversary?
November 5th.
Is this y'all's first date or what was the...
The night we met at Black Liquor Market.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's like this little scrapbook and it's like our top five memories from that year. And it's like fun to kind of look back on your memories from like each year. And then you think back on the year and like what your memories are. And then we put photos in it. It's cute.
Love that. Yeah. I remember when you got that book.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh yeah. You were like, maybe calm down. Like, 'cause I had printed like 8 to 10 pages. And Becca's like,
yeah, she had their 20th anniversary already printed out.
Yeah. From the year 2035 or something.
It's good to get ahead.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
It's good to get ahead.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Happy early anniversary.
Thank you so much. Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much.
And early birthday to Sunny too.
And happy early birthday to Sunny as well.
We're going to have a party for her.
As
Phoebe's invited.
I would hope so.
Okay.
We love you all. Have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.